Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our friend Baron Corbin is living his best life ever in Liverpool right now.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas, he is a three-time Golden Gloves champion, former standout football player at Northwest Missouri State, and spent time in the NFL before making the move to wrestling, quickly becoming the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, and now he is set to join the rest of the organization as WWE Live rolls across the United Kingdom this week. Please welcome the man now known as Happy, longtime friend of the show, WWE star Baron Corbin.
He's not just happy, he's the happiest.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Happy Corbin.
Ah, look at this smile. Did you ever think you would see this smile on my face? No, because I was thinking about filing bankruptcy. I lost my house. I lost my wife. I was wearing the same dirty shirt for months. I thought my WWE career was over. I thought I hit rock bottom. But look at me now. I look incredible. I bet on myself and I won. And look at me now. I'm wearing a $3,000 suit, an $800 shirt, $2,000 shoes, a $50,000 Patek Nautilus. I drove here in a $300,000 Bentley. The best part is I did it all by myself and I am the happiest man in the world.
That's so good, man. What's That's going on, absurd. Mr.
That's
Happy?
Absurd.
Oh, so good.
You know, I'm just hanging out here in Liverpool, and it's real exciting, if you can't tell. It's gloomy, kind of rainy, kind of cold. You know, typical
Liverpool.
United Kingdom weather here.
I made a pilgrimage all the way to Liverpool, Baron, and I want to talk about wrestling. Not about my trip to Liverpool, but I still, to this day, get angry about Liverpool. We went to England, went to Scotland, went to Ireland, went to Liverpool. Why? Because of the Beatles. Why? The Cavern Club. Why? Because you want to go to the Cavern Club in the alleyway. There's the statue of John Lennon. And the underground club where the Beatles first started. It's pretty historically significant. So I'm in the Cavern Club in Liverpool. And I'm looking around and I'm like, this doesn't look right. I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at this place, and I'm looking at my phone, and I'm looking at this place, and I'm looking at the bricks, and I'm looking at the paint, and I'm like, and I realize there's no way this looks like this. Turns out it's one room over. The original Cavern Club was destroyed, and they just put it in the general vicinity, called it the Cavern Club, and I went all the way to Liverpool to see that stupid-ass $12 beer joint.
Well, if it makes you feel better, last night I told the entire crowd here in Liverpool that the Beatles suck.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
I need to hear a Beatles song like I need a hole in my head.
Oh.
Yeah, so like last night we did the whole promo. And the fun thing is when you're over here, these cities have such hatred for other cities because of you know, their version of football.
Right, and, Manchester.
It's fun because you can really make them angry by talking about other teams. But last night it was even more simple than that. They hate Manchester. Like, that's their mortal enemy. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm cutting this whole promo to them, and I'm getting ready to introduce Madcap, who's going to tell them a wonderful joke that I think is hilarious. And I was like, all right, so Manchester, please put your hands together.
He's a genius.
I saw people in tears. They were just like, how could you call? Like, it was unbelievable how angry they got just because I called them Manchester. And then Drew McIntyre came out and was like singing a Beatles song to them, and they all got into it. So I took the microphone and told them the Beatles suck. So. Needless to say, they did not like me last night.
Yeah. Your food sucks. The weather sucks. You suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the food is. It's like when I eat this high quality steak at home, you know, now that I'm happy and important again. My wife came back home, all those good things. I'm eating that good steak again. Over here, I feel like I'm poor again.
Yeah, I know. They boil meat there. It's so awful. The best part, the weirdest part about Liverpool for me, and I know you're a good Christian man who's so happily married, and you spend your time, you know, into more literary endeavors. But we, on the other hand, we're drinking and carousing, and we end up in a place, and it's simply called a lap dance club, gentleman's club. They don't strip. There's no stage. There's a bar and a bunch of half-naked girls. They walk around. They're like, you look at lap dance. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? There's no buildup. You just are either drinking at the bar or they take you into a back room and grind on you.
Weird.
It was incredibly weird. And I'll be honest with you, somewhat disconcerting because I was waiting for my dance of three. You know, full clothing, top off, bottom off. Now we've done our warm up.
Yeah, that's all. I haven't messed with one of those clubs in a long time.
Because you're a Christian, I know.
No, it's because it's Portugal. Simply that country. I went to a gentleman's establishment there. This is while I was in college, and proceeded to get a dance from a fine woman from Estonia, but she kind of just beat me up. My shirt pocket. I think I was hit a few times. I was very confused. I was like, is this how this is supposed to go over here?
Or are you mad at me?
I don't know what's happening. And I walked out, and my buddy, CK, who you met at the wedding, also received a dance. And he was like, that was great. And I go, that was awful. And I haven't been back to one of those places since then.
Yeah. Well, it was strange. It's like a training club for marriage, isn't it, though?
It is. Yep. It is. Very much so.
You know my buddy China Joe? We were in St. Petersburg, Russia, in a strip club, and he got roofied.
See, it's just not a good place. I mean, great stories probably start there, but it's it never ends well.
No.
I liked that shirt she ripped. And
I was like, the
confusion of, like, is that how it's supposed to go here? Because I've never been to a club like this in Portugal or met a woman from Estonia. So I was like, maybe that's just the way it's supposed to be. So I was like, I'm good without that.
Oh, if you are just joining this show, you should know that live from Liverpool, England, is Happy Baron Corbin. Why is he happy? He's a man who's broke down to the very basic, the last bit of surviving, wearing the same shirt for months, eating from dumpsters, no love, no family, no adoration, nothing. And he had to build himself back up again, meagerly, $1 at a time.
Even my brother there, humble Kansas City boy, turned his back on me.
Ugh.
Didn't even offer me a shirt. We probably wear the same size. He could have, like, hey, man, you want me to send you a fresh shirt? No, never. Not even an offer.
You know what? Too busy in Hawaii. I couldn't help but notice staying at the Four Seasons.
I know. What a jerk.
Ugh.
He's there living. But also, next time you talk to him, ask him about his kayaking experience. It ended with him falling in the ocean and throwing up.
Oh. At least he's not. He didn't get hurt, did he?
No.
Oh, boy.
You can just tell he's the softer of the two brothers. He couldn't handle the waves in the ocean, and it made him seasick. And he just told Callie to hold his paddle, and he fell in the water and threw up. When you got to hand your wife your paddle to fall in the water and vomit. Also, he went on a hike, and he was the youngest couple on the hike. And they got last place by miles.
Oh,
he got out-hiked by a bunch of 50-year-olds.
Your brother did? And listen, your brother is in good shape.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But I think his muscles are made of couch cushions now.
Jesus Christ.
His muscles are made of couch cushions. Listen, I think this is going to be so great for you in England because they do have a pretty proud history of professional wrestling and the big show and the love of that kind of a show. So, I mean, it's got to really be fun for you over there.
Well, you know, the best part is, you know, this pandemic is obviously an awful thing that hit the whole world. But I think it was great for the wrestling world in a sense of, like, it made the fans kind of miss us and made us miss them. So it's kind of that, like, a really good double-edged sword, because they haven't seen us for 2 years. You know, they haven't seen much live entertainment over the last 2 years. So sometimes these shows, this is the first time, you know, people are getting out and really getting to a live entertainment show. So the crowds have been unbelievable. They are excited, enthusiastic. And it kind of gives us all new life, because when music hits and everything and everybody on the show is getting these reactions from the fans because they're so excited. It's like they've been deprived, if you will, of what we do. So to get back over here and in front of them is special right now. Like, it's just a different energy. Like, we're in Leeds tonight, Nottingham tomorrow, and we finish off in Manchester. The best part is Manchester. I'll say, hey, Leeds, thanks for, you know, or hey, Liverpool, thanks for having us. I'll just, you know, flip sides to irritate them as well. I'm just, especially in Scotland when I told them, you know, hey, England, thanks for having me. Scotland did not like that.
Oh,
or,
calling no.
Or telling them Braveheart was a lady who wore a dress. They didn't
Jesus
like that
Christ.
One.
You know, but just tell them how much you enjoyed the Titanic Museum in Liverpool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got a lot to be proud of, people. A lot of you're a yeah. proud people. You're a very proud people.
Yes, but I'm going to go bourbon hunting here in a little while, because we got that. After the show, we're going to bus ride to Nottingham, and I'm going to, you know, enjoy a nice. Maybe I'll find a good Scottish whiskey over here. Or, you know, you get good bourbon here too, just because America will ship like Blanton's and stuff. Blanton's Gold is sold over here, and you can find some pretty good stuff over here that you can't get in the U.S. So I always enjoy that when I'm here in the U.K. as well, is bourbon hunting.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hey, listen, are you wrestling tonight in England?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what time you're done, but Bullet for my Valentine's playing in Nottingham tonight at Rough Trade.
Really?
Yeah.
We might get there. I'll just tell them. There's a place in Nottingham I want to go tonight. It's 26 feet underground. It's caves, and they turned it into like a little bar restaurant. It looks awesome.
Excellent.
Some boys to meet me there.
Dude, it'll be so much fun. Baron, hey, what a great year for you. What a great way to come out of COVID for the WWE. And it's one of those great storylines. Happy Corbin is a huge hit. People are very angry at how happy you are. They don't want to see your happiness.
Well, why are people angry that I'm living my best life? I don't get it.
Jealousy? Jealousy with a capital J.
Yes.
You know, they're just, they can't help it. They can't help it.
Listen, it happens to the best of us.
Get to Kansas City, my friend.
I'm trying my hardest. We got that other baby due here in December, another woman to run my life, and then we're going to get out there.
Have you considered doing something to yourself that you don't keep making the babies?
Well, I think about it a lot, but then I'm scared of what would happen when I come home and tell my wife, hey, guess what I did?
Don't tell her.
You better, well, yeah, that would be a good idea, too.
Yeah, you know, just keep hammering away. You're like, we better try harder, babe.
Still scared. She keeps asking me, she's like, you sure you don't want to try to have a third after this? I go, no, because I don't want a boy more than I don't want three girls.
Strangely, that was perfectly clear to me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen, I'll keep an eye on your brother. Hopefully I'll see you soon, and have a good time, man. Enjoy yourself.
I will try my best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.